This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Now it is revealed in newly declassified government documents that in August 2016, the FBI, yes, did use a routine briefing as cover.
President Trump's first intelligence briefing as a candidate was led by agents who had already opened an investigation into his team's ties to Russia. A summary of that briefing would later be filed as part of the so-called Crossfire Hurricane investigation.
Wow. The evidence is really piling up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
And what President Trump has done, his spreading of racism, is absolutely sickening. No sitting president has ever done this. Never, never, never. We have racists, and they've existed. They've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has.
I really wish Joe Biden would shut the F up forever. How the hell can Donald J. Trump be the first racist president in a country where 12 presidents before him owned slaves?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
To be a bar, you had to have food available. Soups, sandwiches, etc. More than just hors d'oeuvres, chicken wings. The lowest level of substantive food were sandwiches.
Sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar will eat you.
Unchained and unstoppable.
And now one of the more well-known Washington National fans, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to throw out the first pitch.
Just a bit wide left. Looks like baseball was not his game, and he's always trying to flatten the curve and socially distance the ball from the catcher.
The doctor didn't want anyone to catch.
There you go.
Anything. That's the joke.
Ha, 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 ha.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here as the Red Sox begin their season tonight in Fenway Park. No one will be in the stands, unfortunately, because it would certainly be nice to boo Charlie Baker as he tosses out the first pitch. Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts.
Sorry.
There was a bit of a snafu today. First, it was announced he was going to throw out the first pitch. Then Sam Kennedy, I guess he's the president of the Old Town team, announced, no, he's not going to throw it out. Then they announced that it was his son, Gropey Baker, was going to grope the ball and massage it and then throw. I just made that part up. They announced, well, the president of their team did know what was going on, and Baker is going to throw out the first pitch. He is. That's the latest.
Do we have to send them his walk-up music?
Go ahead.
You're enjoying your day. Everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease. A car accident or killer bees. Blue Baker to spare you. Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker. But he announced today on a Friday that he is clamping down yet further. He is not content with having the highest unemployment rate in the country and being number three in fatalities, or number two, whatever it is. I can't forget. Baker issues strict new rules on people traveling to Mass, including possible $500 a day fine.
Your papers, please.
So now that's no longer just an abstract threat. Now they can ask you for your papers. But remember, today is July 24th. Okay, so this doesn't go into effect for a week. So apparently, COVID doesn't care where you come from for a week. But starting a week from Saturday, you're going to have to produce your papers. Come into the state. Starting August 1st, I'm reading now from his own press release here. Starting August 1st, all visitors and Massachusetts residents returning home, including students returning to campuses for the fall semester, must fill out a, quote, Massachusetts travel form, unquote, and quarantine for 14 days, unless they are coming from a COVID-19 lower risk state, or they can produce a negative COVID-19 test result administered no more than 72 hours prior to arriving in Massachusetts, or if they're included in one of the other limited exemptions. So you want to know where the states are that you don't have to worry about this? New York, which has more deaths than any other state. But, you know, they sent COVID-19 positive patients back into the nursing homes. So they're good guys. New Jersey, that's the number two state or the number three state. I can't remember which in terms of deaths. Connecticut, that's around number four in deaths. Okay. Maine, which has had no deaths, basically. Rhode Island, which is somewhere around number six or seven, Vermont, which has had no deaths, New Hampshire, which has had a very few, and Hawaii, which has had a very few. So how does it make sense that if you took New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts together, I think you would have over half of the fatalities in the whole United States of America. I know if you just have New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, you have, I believe, 42% right there. So I'm pretty sure that the states that have the most fatalities, you can come and go as you please. But if you come from any states where they have everything under control, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. How does this make the slightest bit of sense other than that it's giving Charlie Parker, again, a way to change the subject from the nursing home scandal? This isn't a pandemic scandal anymore. It's a nursing home scandal. Charlie Parker's corrupt, inept state government looked the other way while the politicians like Charlie Parker took tens of thousands of dollars from the death house operators and let these people die. Unregulated, 5,300 dead in the nursing homes out of, I think, 8,400 in this state. And so because he wants to change the subject from the nursing home scandal and all the other scandals his administration has been involved in, we all have to go through this these hoops and pretend that this is serious. God, it is serious for some people. 844-500-4242. But they're going to have snitches. We're going to have to use the snitch line here. Cut 20.
Well, what we're expecting here, and it's been true in many other circumstances and situations, is if we make clear to people on the front end and we make clear to the airlines and to the other travel partners who are involved in scheduling and arranging travel for people, what the rules of the game are, the vast majority of the people will play by the rules. People can, as they have in many other cases, if they're concerned about this or they see somebody they believe is violating this, notify either their local Board of Health.
Oh, great.
Or the Commonwealth's Department of Public Health, or they can call
the Commonwealth's Department of Public Health.
But the goal here is to rely on what we've relied on from the beginning, which
snitching.
Is that people, generally speaking, follow the rules.
Follow the rules. Comply or else. God. Connecticut has now surpassed Massachusetts and is now number three. Massachusetts is now number four in deaths. So we're number one in unemployment still. We're still number one in unemployment, 17.4%, worst unemployment rate in the nation, but we only have the fourth worst rate of deaths in the United States. 978, can't everyone just send Governor Parker a stool sample? That's next. Don't give him any ideas. So who is going to be hunting down people entering Massachusetts, and how are they going to enforce this tyranny? It's going to be randomly enforced. you know, they're so worried about the police department, you know, racism and, you know, using laws to selectively enforce to oppress people. But they're not going to. What is this other than a new way to oppress people? I'm just looking here to see who's and I love the fact that if the more people are dead and the more crazy the lockdowns are, and they are related, the crazier the lockdowns, the more people are dead. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. The more, let's see. I'm just looking to see here where is the list here of, here it is. Here are the travel exemptions. People passing through the state. That's like, so if you're on your way to a riot, I'm here to loot on Newberry Street. Oh, go right ahead. Go right ahead. No mask required for you either. Power to the people. People commuting across state lines for work. People traveling to Massachusetts for medical treatment. People complying with military orders, or people traveling to work in federally designated critical infrastructure sectors, parentheses, essential services closed, parentheses. Yes. On Cape Cod, every other car has New York plates. So they're just basically saying we can't enforce it for New York and New Jersey. There are too many tourists coming in. So we're just, it doesn't matter if they're just people are dying, you know, dropping like flies in those states. We're not going to do it. 844-500-4242. 917 says Burks, scarf woman, was saying today that the uptick in Florida can move north, failing to mention the uptick in Florida was because people from the north went south. They're also failing to mention that there aren't many people dying in these states compared to New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, where they allowed this virus to run unchecked in the nursing homes. You know, Baker, Cuomo, Murphy, to a lesser degree, the governor of Connecticut, Lamont, whatever his name is, Lamont Cranston, I don't know. They all have blood on their hands. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Is Charlie Parker an essential employee? A year ago, we had an unemployment rate in this state of 2.9%. Now it's 17.4%. No other state has been ravaged with unemployment like Massachusetts, while at the same time, his Department of Public Health was not apparently properly inspecting these nursing homes. And now there's 5,300 old people dead because of his inept, corrupt state government. And so he's trying to shut us down even further and wreck the state even more. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you been tested for COVID-19?
No, I have not.
I've only been tested for COVID-9, and they didn't even know what that was. But 92% say they have not been tested.
Well, that's why I never Hillary Clinton never left home without a bottle of hot sauce. I never leave home without a bottle of Love Potion number 9, just in case I'm exposed to those cooties. And, you know, listen to Baker talking about COVID-19, and when you hear it, if you went to Catholic school or Catholic Sunday school, CCD, this is like the nuns talking about the devil. You know, like the devil is stalking you. You know, you're walking down an alley at night and you hear footsteps behind you. It could very well be Beelzebub. please allow me to introduce myself. But here, this is the way Baker, he's the Pope of panic porn, the Pope of panic porn. And here he is. He's inveighing against Lucifer. Lucifer, get thee behind me. Cut 26.
I mean, what COVID wants more than anything is an opportunity to jump from person to person to person to person. That's how it stays alive. That's how it continues to be an issue and a public health crisis.
And if you want to, if you see someone who has fallen into the clutches of the fire and brimstone of Hades, Satan, Lucifer, there's a number there's a group you should call, Cut 20.
Notify either their local board of health or the Commonwealth's Department of Public Health, or they can call 211.
The Commonwealth's Department of Public Health. This is the same Commonwealth's Department of Health that performed the 38,000 drug tests, the falsified 38,000 drug tests. Innocent people of color ended up in prison because the Commonwealth's Department of Public Health was falsifying drug tests. And now that's the agency he wants you to call because they're so honest and efficient. They're still being sued. The Department of Public Health, they were responsible for the regulation of the New England compounding pharmacy in Framingham, which sent out poisoned pharmaceutical compounds and killed 70 people. But now they can be trusted. They falsified 38,000 drug tests. They had drug addicts working in the drug labs, stealing drugs that were to be used as evidence, falsifying drug tests. They didn't even bother to test poison that was being sent out of that compounding pharmacy in Framingham. But now they're going to be in charge of everything. What could possibly go wrong with
what?
God. 844-500-4242. So how will people be traced, Governor Parker? Cut 25.
Well, those will be issued by the local boards of health. They're actually online. It's actually going to be online. The whole thing is going to be basically either on your phone or your iPad or your laptop. Yeah. There will be the local boards of health or the contact tracing collaborative will be confirming.
Contact tracing collaborative. And Workers' Utopias, it is known as the Stasi, or the FSB, or the KGB, Gestapo, it was once known as. We call it the Contact Tracing Collaborative. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Your papers, please.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So he's trying to lock down the entire state, but then tonight he goes out to Fenway Park and gets to throw out the first pitch. Oh, he's our governor. He saved so many lives. He's only killed 5,300 people in the nursing homes. God. Hot day? Don't go to the beaches. Or Charlie Parker will be there. Charlie Parker doesn't track illegal aliens. He doesn't track drunk immigrants who shouldn't have a driver's license and who go up to New Hampshire and kill 7 people. He can't be bothered tracking them. He doesn't bother about looters and rioters in downtown Boston. But he does track you if you're going to the beach. Cut 19.
One more thing. We've seen a lot of reports over the course of the past few weeks about crowding at beaches.
Yeah.
Over the course of the past weekend, the crowding at the M Street Beach in South Boston.
Shame.
Was particularly oppressive.
Oppressive.
It's a great beach, and we're happy to see people heading outside during their free time. But the crowding and the behavior that our folks saw out there last weekend simply can't continue.
If
people can't space out and can't do the things that everyone else is doing with respect to face covering, social distancing, and good hygiene, then we'll have to limit the number of people who can be there.
Welcome to Massachusetts. No fun is allowed.
Were they limiting the amount of people they were having at these large gatherings? Were they?
You mean known as also known as riots?
Large gatherings, Howie. Come on. They were just large gatherings. Nothing went on.
Yeah, can you imagine him telling the rioters that they're going to be dispersed if they don't behave? No, he would never do that. Only if you're a law-abiding citizen can you be pushed around.
Somebody's standing at the blockade gates with a clicker. 482, 483, 485. Stop, sir. We can't have any more people in this large gathering.
You must. I got to play some more cuts. I'm sorry I'm not taking more calls. There's so many. You got to understand how bad this is. I mean, this guy's lost his mind. This guy should be. You can't call it the Bridgewater state for the criminally insane, but doesn't he need to have some kind of 90 days observation? I mean, he thinks COVID is a living
yeah, he thinks
human
it's
being.
Sentient.
He thinks he's battling this demon. And oddly enough, he allowed the demon, the places he controlled and didn't bother with, that's where all the deaths have occurred. Cut 13.
In addition, all travelers must quarantine for 14 days unless they're coming from a state that has a lower rate of infection and retransmission, such as Massachusetts. They can produce a negative COVID-19 test recently administered no more than 72 hours prior to arriving in Massachusetts. They fall into one of a number of limited circumstance-specific exceptions.
Circumstance-specific. He loves
this
lingo.
Travelers will not be required to quarantine after they receive a negative test result after they arrive in Massachusetts.
After they receive a test result after they arrive.
Everyone who chooses not to quarantine must be able to provide proof of their negative test result upon request.
You will be hunted down by the COVID collaborative.
Your papers are not in order.
He really said here. I'll just play one more cut. He really expects hotels and Airbnbs to rat out their customers. Really? You really think that's going to happen, Charlie? Haven't you devastated the economy enough already? Do you really think people are people that are basically comatose businesses are going to go along with driving the final nails into their coffin? He does. He really thinks that. Cut 21.
The Airbnbs and the hotels are going to be expected to inform people that these are the rules when they book a room, and they're going to be expected to inform them when they show up that these are the rules, and that if they're
these
here for 14
the
days,
rules.
They need to contact they need to quarantine, and they need to contact the Tracing Collaborative so that we can reach out to them and make sure that they actually do what they're supposed to do.
The Tracing Collaboratives, are they going to be issued firearms? Are they going to be allowed to tase people? Unlike the local police departments?
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! 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 Ow!
That'll
teach you to cross the collaborative.
That is somebody whose papers were not in order.
You will comply unless you're my friend or an elitist like me, also a BLM activist or Antifa. That's from 617. Yeah, exactly. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does Charlie Parker, how can he just do that and make it like a law? He can't. Does he have the power to do that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't think, you know, their court cases saying that he's, outlived his, this emergency order was supposed to expire after a certain point. And it wasn't even meant to deal with such problems or alleged problems as diseases. It's supposed to deal with a foreign invasion. So he's decided that COVID is actually a foreign invader. Although a foreign is a bad word, because if you're a foreign invader coming in here to go on welfare, he's not going to stop you in the least. You know, no way. Everybody's allowed. You can come in here and you can get on welfare. You can vote. But if you're a law-abiding citizen, no, I don't think he has the right to do this. But I don't think we can count on the courts to do anything about it, because the courts are part of the problem in this state, generally speaking. At least the state courts are. 844-500-4242. Can we recall this, Putz? No, we can't. There's no recall mechanism in the Massachusetts Constitution. We just have to boot him out in 2022. 844-500-4242. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi. I check the statistics on the website for coronavirus.
Yes.
And I always look and I see how low everything has gotten, mm-hmm. the percentage of positive cases, the deaths,
right. The hospitalizations, that's a grim milestone for Charlie Baker and his Gestapo. There are fewer than 500 people hospitalized in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I mean, and the vast majority of them aren't going to die. There were 16 deaths yesterday, 11 of them in Charlie Parker's death houses. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, so I don't understand why he's in such a panic and trying to put everybody else in a panic when the statistics show that, the rate of positive cases is like extremely low. It's like barely a blip on the chart.
Right. And being positive doesn't mean you're going to get sick anyway. I don't know. I think it's all political at this point. Tucker Carlson was saying last night that at this point, the Democrat playbook is just to keep everybody miserable in whatever way you can, whether it's unemployment, not letting the kids go back to school, keeping you locked down, you're unable to travel from state to state. Whatever they have to do, the Democrats, and that certainly includes Charlie Parker, to get rid of Donald Trump. They want to make people miserable, and that's the whole thing. 844-500-4242. God. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I've been listening to your show since I was a kid. I've heard you warn for decades that a communist takeover was going to happen. It's happening right now. And the problem is, their new symbol that's used to humiliate and show you who's boss is the mask. The problem is this. We keep talking about this line in the sand that we're going to draw. We haven't done it. We put that mask on. We wander around aimless in the parking lot, not wanting to put it on, but we do it anyway. We put Charlie's symbol on. We're stuffing little kids in it. And if we can't throw those masks on the ground, we're not going to stop 10 more months of this. We're not going to stop a forced vaccine or anything like that.
I don't think they have any plans to ever get rid of the masks. I think he's reveling in this. He wants to keep this going forever. He doesn't care about the unemployment rate. He doesn't care about the fact that I don't know what he's going to do to keep paying these hacks that he hasn't laid off. He hasn't laid off any hacks. You understand that, right? I mean, no one on his payroll and all the people that are getting laid off at UMass, they're all janitors. I'm pretty sure of that. And if they want to dispute that, then give me a list of all the high paid people they've laid off. Has anybody been laid off at Massport? There's nobody coming into Logan Airport, or very few, but they're still all getting paid. Has anybody been laid off at the courthouses? The courthouses have basically been shut down for over 3 months now, closer to 4 months. Everybody's getting paid. We're all in this together. Small businesses are going under. Restaurants are going under. Bars can't reopen. They're selling off bars, selling off the Cantab Lounge in Cambridge is selling off its equipment because it knows it's never going to be allowed to reopen. And the libs went there. Are the Moonbats that used to go to the poetry slams at the Cantab Lounge, are they finally beginning to realize you're going to have to pay a price too, in addition to all of us deplorables? Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
How are you doing, Howie?
Good.
Okay, well, some years ago, Rush Limbaugh suggested we watch a movie called Other People's Lives.
Yes.
And it's German, but it has English subtitles. Everyone should watch that movie because that's the future we're headed towards. If this bull crap doesn't stop. We live in Maine. First she was no Plan Jan. Now she's bad Plan Janet Millstone. You know, she's keeping us under lock and key as well. We're all, everybody's right. Businesses are going to be harmed. There's no hope in sight. We'll get Sarah Gideon if we impeach her.
I know, and they report. I was listening to WVOM's news today, and you know it's reported breathlessly that there's a handful of new cases, but no new deaths, and they're going to shut down the schools for a while longer, and they're investigating where the new outburst is. Mary, the only thing I really care about is the death rate, don't you? I mean, if there are no deaths occurring, what is the problem here?
If kids can go to daycares, what's the difference from them going to schools? None of this makes sense.
Right. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. 844-500-4242. The Centers for Disease Control, okay? This is CDC. This is the feds. The CDC's latest provisional COVID-19 death count, updated on Wednesday, reports that as of July 1st, just 16 American children in the 5 to 14-year-old range had died from COVID-19. 16 kids between the ages of 5 and 14. Those fatalities constitute just, and I had to do a lot, some math to figure this out, to how to express it in non-numerical terms. 1/80 of 1%. 1/80 of 1% of the 130,000 deaths as of July 11th were among kids that would be going back to school. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242-978 says, suggestion to anyone traveling by car, keep your easy pass at home. Don't doubt they won't track you going through toll booths. Pay cash for everything, including gas, food, and lodging. People are saying, well, how are they going to enforce any of this? They can't enforce this. The cops are in a foul mood. They're getting screwed by Beacon Hill. Do you think they're going to commit this kind of economic genocide on the population? Well, no, but the problem is that you're going to have all these new regulations on the books. So theoretically, they can be enforced. They'll be enforced selectively. This was the whole problem with Prohibition. When you put in an unpopular law or a series of laws, then, you know, no one's going to obey them, but theoretically you could be cited or fined or even arrested for breaking the law. So guess what? You pay people off.
And it doesn't even matter if you have your easy pass with you or not, because they take pictures of your license plate and then they send you the bill at your house. They know where you're going through.
That's true. That's true. They don't have, you don't have any more exact change anymore.
No more gantries.
That's right. Yeah, so that's not gonna work. Someone says he has to go to Wyoming on business. There've been 25 deaths in Wyoming, but he'll have to quarantine when he comes back, according to this nitwit regulations that are being floated out there now. But if you go to New York, where Cuomo has killed even more people than Parker, you're okay, no problem. Here's the thing about home security companies. Most trap you with high prices, tricky contracts, and lousy customer support. So while there are a lot of options out there, there's only one no-brainer, SimpliSafe. That's why when my daughter bought a house and got married, I gave her as a housewarming present SimpliSafe, because she's been on her honeymoon for the last week and she didn't want to worry about any break-ins. So that's a tough way to move to a new neighborhood and get a a break-in, a burglary for your troubles. So she doesn't have to worry now because she's got Simply Safe. Simply Safe's got everything my daughter needs and you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks of traditional home security. It's got an arsenal of sensors and cameras to blanket every room, window, and door tailored specifically for your home. Professional monitoring keeps watch day and night, ready to send police, fire, or medical professionals if there's an emergency. And you can set it up yourself in just under an hour. Just peel and stick the sensors exactly where you need them. No technician required. And there's no contract, no pushy sales guys, no hidden fees, no fine print. All of this starts at just $15 a month. I'm not the only one who thinks Simply Safe is great. U.S. News & World Report named it best overall home security of 2020. Try Simply Safe today at simplysafehowie.com. You can get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose. That's simplysafehowie.com. 844-500-4242. Jen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jen.
Hey, Howie. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Got an email this morning from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. I'm a client or whatever. They're my insurance company. And it says, quote, Governor Charlie Baker wants everyone in the state to be tested for COVID, even if you're asymptomatic. So there are 12, apparently, I think it's 12 clinics across the state. They list cities, including Lynn, Springfield, Holyoke, Boston, encouraging folks to go get tested if you're symptom-free, and it's free. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, who's paying for that?
Well, yeah, you know, Jen, he's
why
made
are
it,
we doing that?
He said last week, we played the cut of him last week saying, well, it'll give people comfort. Because they asked him, what's the point of all these testing? And that's what he said. It'll give people comfort. So in other words, it's a placebo. And your insurance company is now urging you to get a test that doesn't mean anything?
Correct. And that's not covered by my insurance. It's free, quote unquote, which I'm assuming the state's paying for. I don't know who's paying for it.
Yeah, I think probably the state, or maybe they get reimbursed by the feds, and this is just another way to get some more money. I mean, they're now talking about a state budget deficit of between $2 and $8 billion. $8 billion. And where's that money going to come from? We have the highest unemployment rate, the worst unemployment in the nation. And this is just going to put more people out on the street.
Anybody want to take bets on whether or not menthol cigarettes are going to make a comeback in Massachusetts? I'm going to say yes.
You can't buy. This is just so ridiculous. If you like to smoke Newports, Charlie Parker is after you. If you're an illegal alien fentanyl dealer, come on in. Buenos dias, amigo. I'm Howie Carr.